From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Busloads of student survivors of last week's horrific shooting rampage at a Florida high school headed to the state capital of Tallahassee on Tuesday to press lawmakers to ban the sale of assault rifles, like the one a former student allegedly used and killed 17 people. The students from the Parkland, Florida school are at the vanguard of a national outcry over the attack, but it's unclear whether their demands, unlike those after previous mass murders in the U.S., will push state legislators and national lawmakers in Congress to adopt tougher gun controls. In the U.S., the country's constitution enshrines gun ownership. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling for an international peace conference to be convened by the middle of this year to try to break the impasse in the Middle East peace process. He spoke at the monthly meeting on Tuesday of the UN Security Council on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. His speech was the first time he's addressed the 15-nation council since 2009. The U.S. State Department says it is designating the group Ansarul Islam as a global terrorist group because of its history of launching attacks in Burkina Faso near the border with Mali. Ansarul Islam's attacks include a December 2016 attack on members of Burkina Faso's military that killed 12 soldiers. It was one of the deadliest attacks ever against Burkina Faso's group. Troops, that is. State Department says the designation will deny the group U.S. resources. This is VOA News. British